Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Magnolia trees at night.
That's Sechmo. I'm not sure I've heard this Sechmo Christmas song, Ben. Welcome back, folks. 7 till the hour. If you can't have fun, folks, just forget about it. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's Christmas Day. We're having fun on Christmas Day. Thank you for being here. Our good friend Barbara Weltman is our guest, and we love her. She's one of the great champions of small business. And I hope you go to barbaraweltman.com and just take advantage of all the great things that are on her website. The books, you can't go wrong with any of her books, especially the J.K. Lasher's tax books. 18's out now?
18 is out, but that's for the 17 return.
Right.
But
right.
The free supplement will have the new law changes for 2018 because you have to figure your estimated
taxes. Right, right. No kidding. Yeah, that's exactly right. When will that be out?
That comes out in February.
That's kicking your rear end.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy mackerel.
No rest for the weary.
No kidding. So, all right. So I'm gonna review real quickly. Folks, the new, and Barbara, you correct me. I'm trying to say this out loud because if I can understand it, anybody can understand it.
Right.
So we don't have a different pass-through rate for small businesses like they proposed at one time.
Correct.
Whatever your income is from your business still passes through to your personal, but you might qualify for is it just a 20%?
It's a 20% deduction.
20% deduction. So if you had $100,000 in business income that was going to pass over to your personal tax, you might be able to only pass $80,000 over and be taxed on that at the personal rate.
Precisely.
Which has been reduced, right?
Precisely.
What is it? The new rates have come down a few percentages.
They've come down to, you know, the brackets have changed and the top rate has come down.
Right. So do you recommend, so folks, hopefully that cleared everything up on that. Barbara, you did a great job on that, putting up with me while I was trying to figure it out. So Barbara, can we say that it's possible that a dollar of income might be more expensive this year than next year?
Definitely.
And therefore, you should, if you can push income to next year and pull expenses back into this year, do all that legally, whatever you can do legally would probably be to your advantage?
Well, that's exactly right, except there's a caveat there, because for certain taxpayers, meaning those in high-tax states, because they will only have a very limited deduction for state taxes, they may wind up being in higher brackets next year. So mm-hmm. The bottom line is you have to sit down with your CPA or other tax
advisor. But you got to do that between now and next.
Yeah, you better do it now. They're ready for you. They're ready. They know this is the crunch time.
Right, right. So here's the sad thing, though, Barbara. This isn't really a great benefit for small business, is it?
Well, for some it will be, because there are other breaks that are better.
But it's only 20%. Corporate America got this cut in half.
Yeah, but there are other provisions in the law that will up like 100% bonus depreciation and some other breaks that will wind up favorably reducing taxes. But you have to run through it. Some are favorable,
right.
Some are unfavorable. The one thing that I can say overall is, remember how they wanted to have a simplified tax?
Yeah.
For businesses, this is anything but simplified.
It's awful. And so...
It's in full employment for me. That's what
no kidding.
Is.
No kidding. Well, but the... the personal tax rates came down. So you will be paying lower tax on personal. You'll get some kind of a discount on that, right?
Most likely. But then again, everything has a but.
But it's still seven brackets, though, right?
It's still the same, still seven brackets.
They didn't simplify. They were trying to get down to three, and they didn't get
that. Well, you know, that doesn't matter, because 90% of taxpayers file the returns, use the electronic means,
right,
or a tax preparer. So it's not like you're manually computing the tax.
No, no, but still, but still, they could have brought the rates down with the numbers down. And I guess bottom line is, the people who got the tax, the big tax, all that money that they were, that $1.4 trillion that they had to spend, corporate America got most of that.
It is true that the bulk of the tax savings went to the big businesses. We'll have to see if the very favorable rates will induce them to repatriate.
I'm gonna ask you to come back again real soon. Let's talk about this some more.
You bet.
Hey, Barbara, thank you. Give us the website again, please.
BarbaraWeltman.com.
She's the best, ladies and gentlemen. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad you came, Barbara. And thank you. Let's have a good 2018 together.
You bet.
Barbara Weltman, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be back. Merry Christmas.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.